السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. Very soon we have Happy New Year. Al-Muharram, the Hijra, immigration from Mecca to Medina, the beginning of the new era in the Muslim history, the beginning of developing the first Islamic society to the world by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please, I urge you and I beg you for Allah to read the article about immigration, listen to the session about immigration, learn the wisdom behind it, because today everything becomes celebration and taking photo and taking a picture and take a look and talk about this, talk about that, but no substance, no substance, no substance at all. Even people taking a photo of volcano, no substance. Earthquake, no substance. We hear about major crisis, no substance. And this becomes a phenomenon of mankind today. Just like take a photo. That's it. Imagine you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what you're going to say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with us. Today, one sister, she asked me a question. Because I share with her one say of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullah alayh. He said the door of goodness, the door of goodness from Allah to mankind, not forever, not forever. It will be closed. It must. It's ordained. How? Very simple. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah summarized it very simple. He said the door of goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind will be closed by death, by severe illness, or by fitna, when Allah changes your heart. And in the meantime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can switch the status of your dunya from dunya to calamity, calamity to dunya, and snatch the guidance and love of guidance, love to be good, love to be for Allah will be snatched from your heart. Today when I watch how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us, dunya is illusion, is amusement, but is not real, is fake. We watching and we listening to Allah and we're not alert. Today I have some time to reflect over this word غرور. How many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَمَا مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا غُرُورٌ. The enjoyment of this dunya except غرور. It's not illusion. It's not ignorant. It's a proud to be lost. For me, I translated the proud to be lost. So when you have big ego for nothing, this غرور. When you are inflated about something and you don't have it. For example, if you have money, big deal, you're going to die. You have beauty, you're going to change. You're young, you're going to get elder. You see, you have health, you're going to lose it. You are alive, you will be dead. You see? غرور. Illusion. But if you ask me today, we believe in the illusion. We do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His promise. Look at the way we think, the way we act, the way we behave is all about dunya. We can do da'wah. We can send link. You see, We can pass knowledge, but deep down, I'm living dunya. I'm not living akhirah. My thought, my contemplating, my desire, my aim is not that. Hijrah will never happen without Rasulullah ﷺ and a companion was aiming for akhirah. They were ready to sacrifice everything called dunya, every material status, to elevate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look what we're doing, sacrifice. What this has to do with the photo? This what has to do with the question. One day, I meet a beautiful man. I ask him, please, can you tell me how we keep the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open? Meaning, how to grab the maximum amount of good deed in this life before the door is closed? He said, number one, follow good deed by good deed and don't delay it. Follow good deed by good deed and don't delay it. Grab any good deed and don't wait. And don't delay any good deed. Don't delay it. Don't delay it. And number three can be number one. Value. Value is a good deed above anything. Cherish the good deed. Precious the good deed. Keep it alive in your heart. And your action and your thought. This is a status within, in your heart and your thought and your mind. Who is watching this status? Allah Jalla Jalalu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us accordingly. Meaning according to what we have. I see people and they don't see it. Allah give them the chance of hidayah. Allah gives them the chance to be somebody for Allah. And either they will be trialed by hardship or will be trial of the big one. Allah will open all the dunya they like. And wonder what happened. They will slide to dunya. And all they care about the how they look, how they wait, their success. And you've hardly hear anything about akhirah. And if you tell them that, they get upset. And they forget that the tongue is a translator of your heart. And the body is the translator of both. By this way, if we belong to akhirah, my thought, my feeling, my heart follow akhirah. My tongue will follow akhirah. My body will be for akhirah. Very simple. But this simple for whom Allah choose. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we are in the brink of a beautiful era, in a new year. How are we going to have it? What I'm planning to migrate from and to? How much sacrifice I done in this last year? How much I'm willing to sacrifice for next year? What I done? What I have in my bag, the one I'm filling up to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. My dear brother and sister in Islam, the door is still open if we're still alive. Very soon the door will be closed by life, by death, by illness, or by Allah changing the heart. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I saw it. I saw a lot of people come in my life and go. And where they go? They jump, big jump to dunya. They jump to dunya. They jump to dunya after they get the knowledge. After they get the knowledge, they jump to dunya big time. May Allah save me from dunya. May Allah save you from dunya. May Allah save us from the temptation of dunya and the evil of our nafs And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this year a blessing, happy year for the whole ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the elevation of the deen of Allah, the alleviation of the suffering of other. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us a fitna of dunya and dunya fitna to us. And may Allah save us from this dunya and give us good ending with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This talk, wallahi, my brother and sister, is easy. Wallahi, is easy. I am by myself struggling. Struggling every day. Try to reflect. Where am I? Where's my thinking? Where's my thought? What I want to do? What I want to achieve? And believe it or not, I have to say it loud and clear. The majority of people around me today is the enemy of Islam. Because instead of supporting each other for Akhirah, we want to drain each other to dunya. We want to drain each other to dunya. I find out some people, after they have da'wah to Allah, talk about Allah, become something, astaghfirullah al-azim, unwanted. But nothing I can do. Everyone going to his own cycle, according to the qadr Allah ordained for him. I only can talk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and I do. And may Allah give me good ending. May Allah give me good ending and make all this knowledge witness to me, not against me. And may Allah save me from the fitna and you and all the ummah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.